Chapter 18. For the third time, I stood at the charcoal-gray door of the Carver mansion and knocked. The door opened a crack, and Vita Johnson's sharp face glared at me. "You again. What do you want?" Determined to ignore rudeness and overcome it with grace, I smiled. "Hello there, Miss Johnson. I've come to offer my condolences for the two losses in your family. May I come in?"
"Thank you, but we're awfully busy right now."
Vita was in the process of closing the door when a new voice stopped her.
"Wait, is that any way to treat company? Do come in, Mrs. McNeil."
Pearlie walked up beside Vita, a smile on her face and her hand outstretched. Smiling in return, I stepped inside. Everything looked as it had the first time I was here. Chandelier, wide plank flooring, lovely wallpaper. But I didn't feel the warmth I had felt from Miss Evangeline. Indeed, the house seemed strangely dark and empty. "I'm really sorry about Miss Evangeline and Lila Fletcher. Two losses in such a short time. I hope you are managing to cope," I said.
"So nice of you to drop in," Pearlie said. "Do you have time for a glass of tea?"
Encouraged by her friendliness, I nodded.
"Of course, if it isn't too much trouble."
Pearlie motioned me down the hall. "None at all. Come on into the kitchen. It's a little homier than that huge dining room." Vita followed Pearlie as we three traipsed down the hall. No need for the overhead light this afternoon. Sunlight streamed through the kitchen windows, brightening the room. Once again, I was amazed at the tasteful blending of the past with the present in the kitchen's furnishings. Vita and I sat at the table while Pearlie brought glasses of tea. Myra stopped peeling potatoes at the sink, turned, and stared at me.
"How are you, Myra?" I asked.
"All right. Should I leave you three alone?"
She turned to leave the room, but I stopped her.
"No, please don't go, Myra. I have an invitation which includes you, too."
I had all three women for an audience now. Could I say something that would let them know I didn't have Miss Evangeline's written wishes? Could I hint that I thought she was old and paranoid? Somehow, I couldn't think of the words or an opening to inject such an off-the-wall statement. No, I should wait until the luncheon to do this. I pulled the invitation Greta had printed from my purse and handed it to Pearlie. "You may not have heard about the Old Houses Club that meets each month in town. As a spokesperson for Greta Thatcher, our president, I'd like to extend an invitation to our next luncheon. I hope it isn't too soon after the losses you've suffered. I thought perhaps it would help to take your minds away from grief, if only for an hour or so."
Vita sniffed. "Luncheon? I don't think we should be thinking of anything so frivolous, not when our hearts are heavy. Why, I cry myself to sleep every night, just thinking about dear cousin Evangeline."
"To be sure," Pearlie murmured, staring at the invitation. Stillness hung heavily in this sunny room. Pearlie read the card, Vita peering over her shoulder. Wordlessly, she handed it to Myra. To break the silence, I said brightly, "So are you all staying here in the house now?" Pearlie's smile had been replaced by a thoughtful look.
"Certainly. We felt it our duty to move in here and keep an eye on things. That's what Cousin Evangeline would have wanted us to do."
"I'm not staying here at night," Myra said. "This old place gives me the creeps after dark. Besides, I have my own house to go home to each night."
"Well, you are invited too," I chirruped. "Of course, the luncheon is only for the ladies. I hope Albert won't feel left out. Is he around somewhere?"
Sometimes my brashness amazed even me. I expected to be told it was none of my business, and Vita may have been about to do just that, but Pearlie interrupted her.
"Of course. You wouldn't expect my husband to be living in the guest house, would you? Just what is supposed to happen at this luncheon, Mrs. McNeil?"
"Please, call me Ned, and if it's all right, I'll call you Pearlie. It's an interesting program. One of our octogenarians, Ann Decker, we'll speak about the early settlers of Edna Lee and the homes they built. I love delving into history, and I've found some interesting things about the people in this town. Old-timers kept a lot of things close to the vest.
It's such fun uncovering secrets, don't you agree?
For the first time, Vita smiled.
Oh yes, fun.
If you don't mind, I'll go back to peeling these potatoes, Miss Ned. Will your brother be here for lunch, Pearlie? Asked Myra.
Someone else on the estate?
I remembered what Miss Evangeline had said about her family gathering in like vultures. Pearlie's attitude turned frosty as she got up from her chair.
Of course, Myra. Peel enough potatoes for everyone.
I'll think about your invitation, Ned. Personally, I feel it's a little soon after all this upheaval and sadness. But I'll think about it.
I arose, too. Vita remained seated, still smiling.
You can count me in, Myra called as I started out of the kitchen with Pearlie. I wouldn't miss it for the world.